Summer is wrapping up, and it's easy to forget the scorching temperatures we experienced in the Philadelphia region this year. During the heat wave in June, 5 people in Philly died of heat exposure. The city is trying to better prepare for future heat waves and find new ways to lower the temperature of the city's hottest neighborhoods. From WHYY's climate desk, Sophia Schmidt checks out one possible solution that could cool city streets.
At Hunting Park in North Philadelphia, a crew of Streets Department employees are spreading a silvery substance the thickness of melted ice cream over a paved road. Steve Lorenz, Philadelphia's chief highway engineer, coaches the crew through smoothing it out over the blacktop.
Right there, that squeegee mark, right there. There you go, that's the one.
The silvery substance is a coating called Cool Seal. Lorenz says the coating will make the road more reflective, so more of the sun's energy bounces off the road rather than heating it up.
It's like a roofing sealer, like a silver coating that you put on a roof. Okay, that type of material, but it's made for roadways. But it's the same type of concept.
As climate change drives hotter, longer heat waves, cool pavement is being looked at as a potential solution to help keep city streets cooler. Phoenix, Arizona, for example, has coated over 140 miles of its roadways with Cool Seal. Now, Philadelphia is spending more than $44,000 to try it out, to see if it works in a humid East Coast climate. Andrew Dodd is with the city's Office of Sustainability.
There's many neighborhoods in Philadelphia, and really streets in Philadelphia, that are experiencing urban heat island effect.
The urban heat island effect is the way the built environment can trap heat in city neighborhoods. In some parts of the city, including areas of North Philadelphia where we're standing, surface temperatures can be up to 22 degrees hotter than in areas with more trees and green space. There's a bunch of reasons for this urban heat island effect: lack of shade from trees, row homes and buildings that block airflow, and all that pavement that absorbs and stores heat.
You can physically feel the heat radiating from the asphalt. And we just want to make residents feel, you know, cool and comfortable in their neighborhoods.
The city began testing Cool Seal last year to mixed results. The silvery coating was cooler, but Dodd says it peeled and cracked. So the streets crew is giving it another shot, and this time they're adding a second coat.
You hold about an inch or two above, okay, different spots.
As the first layer of the new Cool Seal dries, Steve Lorenz points a thermometer at the silvery surface.
You see it's about 83.1.
He points the thermometer at the blacktop.
94.6.
Already, the surface of the Cool Seal coating is more than 10 degrees cooler than the dark asphalt. Lowering the temperature of the road's surface is one thing, but it turns out cooling the air or a person walking over the road is another. A study of some of Phoenix's cool pavement concluded it did lower air temperatures overall, but only by a fraction of a degree. And it actually raised the temperature that a pedestrian would experience walking over the pavement because it acted like a mirror, bouncing the sun's energy back up.
So the energy still goes somewhere, right? It just reflected away from the road.
Dorit Aviv directs the Thermal Architecture Lab at the University of Pennsylvania. She's part of a team of researchers studying Philly's cool pavement pilot. They're testing its durability and its effect on temperatures. She says so far, they've found the coating is cooler on its surface than conventional asphalt. But, like the study in Phoenix, they have not found consistent evidence it's lowering the air temperature or making a pedestrian feel cooler while walking above it. Aviv says there might be more effective ways of cooling a block by preventing the sun's heat from reaching the ground in the first place.
Which is shading, right? Which could be trees or artificial shading.
But Aviv says the cool pavement coating could still be beneficial. For example, it could extend the life of the roadway below it by protecting it from heat stress. That is, if the coating can survive an East Coast winter. Dodd from the city's Office of Sustainability says if the cool pavement pilot doesn't show promise, his team will pivot and keep looking for other ways to tackle the heat. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.